I don't know if any of you heard that, but that would be Craig, because we are now on Discord. This is Mez on the Gimchimp Podcast. And today I'm joined with, you want to introduce yourself, sir?
My name's Corey Lasky. I've been friends with Mr. Mez here for actually 8 years now, right? We just had our 8 year, yesterday?
That was 8 years on Facebook. We've been on fucking Xbox longer than that.
That's true. Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, we were fucking doing Halo back when I still lived in Florida, and that's almost 11 years now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're getting old.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, so some content that just kind of came our way, and I think it'd be a great fucking break in the ice. Like I said, I'll fucking text you, and I'm taking a shit, and it's typically taking the Browns to the Super Bowl. So I was like, man, I'm tired of using that. I want to know some more fucking euphemisms for taking a shit. So I Googled it. And, dude, this shit makes no sense. Like, I've heard dropping the kids off at the swimming pool. I've heard that one.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Dropping a deuce is pretty specific. It's like saying take a shit. But then this one is, I'm not shitting you. Well, no pun intended. Busting a grumpy. What the
busting
fuck?
A grumpy.
Busting a grumpy.
That's
now this now hold on. This next one actually you and I can appreciate, and this will probably be like after Taco Tuesday, but it's called glassing the surface.
Nice.
For Halo references.
How does that even make sense though?
I don't know. Cutting the rope, get that, but that's more like
that makes sense.
You're finishing your fucking turd. And then pinch off the loaf. Well, that's same thing. Making an offering to the porcelain throne. Okay, well, I got that. Okay, I get that.
Understandable.
Pushing a mess.
That's just depth.
Well, then the next one actually has a lot more depth. Building a log cabin. So, dude, are you playing with shit? Making it like I see a toddler playing with its own shit. Is what I see. Making underwater sculptures, unloading some timber. Oh no, this one's good. Make like Snoop and drop it while it's hot. I think the song is "Drop It Like It's Hot."
How do you even say that though? Like, how would you say that in conversation to somebody that you're trying to get the point across that you're taking a shit? How would you?
Well, I think nowadays our generations are so fucking desensitized. We're just looking for creative methods aside from just, I'm taking a shit, I'll hit you back later.
See, but, you just say desensitized, but I don't know. It seems not desensitization, but going to the extremes of each. Either you're way too sensitized or you're so fucking desensitized.
I mean, really, when was the last time like you told someone, dude, I'm taking a shit, and they were like, oh my God, too much information, bro?
Actually, no. Fairly recently, yeah.
Really?
I do recall.
Was it a chick?
Yes.
Okay, well, that explains.
Yep. It was a chick.
This next one is going to really blow your mind, because I'm over here like, this sounds more like a fucking riddle. And it says, need to void. Yeah.
Need to void.
Need to void. What the fuck does...
I mean, I can see it. I would just see. I can see all these making sense.
I can see purge the void. I can see that.
I can see that. I can see all these making sense. I just can't ever see anybody using these in conversation.
Oh,
like
that
casually
was rad.
Just yeah, whatever. Like, oh, hold what?
On. Okay, so deposit, making a deposit in a porcelain bank. Okay, use the big white telephone. I fucking don't see that at all. I don't get it.
Doesn't make any sense.
Feeding the French. What the fuck?
Nice.
Now, hold on. Only because I'm a fan of Red versus Blue do I love this one. Unloose the caboose. Oh, shit. God, do we really want to go through all 50 of these?
There's 50 of them?
Yeah, dude, there's pages that have over 100. Dropping the property value, planting a tree, playing Dough Factory. I've got to see a man about a horse. And apparently this next one is from Australia. I got to see a man about a wallaby.
Just imagine dropping that casual in conversation and leaving. I gotta go see a man about a wallaby.
No, but here's the thing. I actually know I've used and heard I've got to see a man about a horse because I thought the guys I was hanging around with back then in Florida, the country boys back in real North Polk County, they said some older dude said that. And I was like, okay. And he explained it to me. So I'm like, okay. So I'm like, I gotta see a man about a horse. But then every time I used it, people just looked at me like I was fucking retarded. And I was like, I gotta take a shit, dude. They're like, you know, Browns of the Super Bowl. Everyone goes to that one. Everyone goes to the fucking Browns of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
This one's a new one. Growing a monkey tail. Murder or brown snake? That just sounds like some kind of gay anal game.
Yeah, it's like hide the Skittle.
That's fucked up. Drive out the prairie dog. Okay, I get that.
Yeah.
That's just fucked up. Drown the baby otter. What the fuck?
Okay, no, that's not fucked up because otters are horrible people. Otters
No, they're not. They're cute.
No, they're not. Dude, otters are necrophiliac rapist murderers. That is a fucking legit fact. Otters are known to kill things and then rape their bodies. They're known to rape things while they're still alive. And otters are also known to get together in droves and drown fucking monkeys for literally no benefit other than
drowning a monkey. I'm gonna have to research.
So many videos out there. I saw a video of like five otters drowning this monkey and then fucking its body immediately afterwards.
Do you know how far
sick, depraved fucking things?
I'm just writing it down in my notepad. And do you know how fucked up it is? Anyone looks, it's like otter rapist.
Because they are. Otters are fucking rapists.
They are
rapist necrophiliacs, specifically in that order.
Necrophiliac rapists, I guess. If my internet wasn't shit, I'd fucking Google this. But I know if I open up a tab, it's going to crash the whole fucking system. And then Craig will just... Anyway, we are fucking otters. Feed some bears. A brown dog scratching at the back door? What the fuck? Leave some gorilla fingers?
Ew.
Liberate the brown trout. Okay, well, I can see that. Let the dogs out. Nope. Let the turtles loose? What the fuck?
Yeah, like a turtle pokes his head out of its shell.
Yeah, that makes sense. Laying some wolf bait. Slop some bum slugs? What the? Okay, that's just creativity. Right? Bum slugs. I mean, I don't think I'm gonna let that one go. I'm gonna be fucking dropping some bum slug fucking here and there in my fucking verbal.
Oh man.
Oh god, I can't wait to write something and use bum slugs. People are like, what the fuck?
This is corruptibles.
Sending a fax, really? Purge the council. Calling my agent? Is this a joke? This can't be.
They're all jokes.
This people getting something down on paper. Taking care of some paperwork. Okay. Oh, these are used. Okay. Professional.
Like return some videotapes.
Okay. What?
Like return some videotapes.
I've never fucking heard that. But then again, you're talking to someone who comes from the generation. American Psycho?
Have you never seen American Psycho?
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to go return some videotapes.
He used that to go drop this fucking...
No, he used that to go murder people.
Okay, yeah, no, okay. I just thought that was... See, that's what I'm saying. That relate to taking a shit. So that's why I'm like, okay, he just said that to get out. I wouldn't relate that to this.
Professionally, I would.
Yeah, no, this says the business... euphemisms for taking a shit, and that's what that was. Calling my agent, downloaded some software, all that stuff, and then logically you would expect a plethora of Navy references. That's where that came from. Captain's log, releasing the Kraken, drop the anchor, drop some depth charges, lay undersea cable, insert a Navy team, a Navy SEAL team. That just sounds so fucking gay. That sounds like some YMCA shit right there. It's like, insert the Navy SEAL team, big boy.
That's also implying that Navy SEALs are shit, and that's kind of, it's like not, so not accurate.
No. I mean, if it was the shit, but still, that's still wrong context. But yeah, that's where deploying the USS Brownfish, that's just fucking hilarious. Let's see. My least favorite are the food ones. Oh, joy.
Oh my God. Oh
God, what the fuck?
Can we not go into that? Because I don't want to ruin certain things
that no, I think I have life. To. I have to because it's the last ones. It's the last ones anyway. It's the last section. And by the way, the source in all this comes from fucking Reddit. Okay, so here come the food ones. Negotiating the release of some chocolate hostages. All right, well, that's not fucking up anything. Churn the donkey butter.
Still not fucking up anything.
Okay, no. Churn the dookie butter.
Oh.
But that just paints... That's like when you drop a load so fucking bad that you got to break out the fucking plunger. That's what that sounds like. Drop some potatoes in the crock pot. Okay, well, considering I cook and we have a crock pot, that's really wrong. Off to see the chocolate gobbler. Okay, that was good. That was good. Craft a fudge pop. No. Drop a swamp pie. Drop a grande grumpy? What the fuck is up with a grumpy? Is that like an English term, like a European term for fucking shitting? I'm going to bust a grumpy.
I don't know. I mean, wish is I had the answer.
Maybe that's the face you make when you're dookieing. Like, you're fucking thinking about it, like frustrating. I'm grumpy.
Quite possibly. It could be.
Oh, man. Anyway. Let's see. What else? So obviously, if this format works out, this will be the episode 9, because there may have been one before that that didn't exist because Thanos snapped it into unexistence. But anyway. Or did he?
You haven't seen the new Endgame?
No, I haven't. And part of number 9, the original number 9, was going to talk about this cockhole on Instagram that ruined it, and I did what any normal human being on social media would do. I wrote an over-the-top paragraph on how much that guy sucks balls.
However, it's been in theaters for how long now?
2 fucking weeks, and excuse me, but Marvel, they have the decency to release a trailer afterward that has spoilers, and they will give you a spoiler warning. This cocksucker just dropped the image that showed like the death, the big death in the movie. And I'm like, you motherfucker, you know? And then they went on to, like, you know, on Instagram, you could scroll to the right and then like, well, add more content to it. Well, this ass clown fucking added the actual pirated clip of that scene, which I didn't watch. I was like, no, motherfucker. So I backed out of that. No,
he's just an asshole. Okay.
Yeah. So I was hoping somebody would like my overly saturated with cuss words and all types of glorious social media shit in my paragraph and just like it one time, because then it'll pop up again in my feed and then I'll be like, oh, look, here it is again. This time I'm going to hashtag MCU into it, and then maybe they'll see it and flag this cocksucker for putting pirated stuff on the internet and fuck him in the ass.
Deep repressed anger.
Yeah, I know. I'm almost coming off like a homophobe. So much gay shit.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm not anti-gay yet. just exit only for me. Actually, one of my homeboys who is gay. A what?
You could be a top.
Yeah, no. No, I'm good. No, one of my homeboys, he's we'll say dainty. He's cool as fuck. He's actually a rapper, and he just cut his single, and it's doing pretty good. It's on Spotify and all that stuff, but I don't know if he wants me to really blast it, because it doesn't seem like his gayness is showing on his music.
Right.
So I think he's trying to sweep that under the rug, so I will not go into detail who that individual is. But I do wish him well in the venture. And I just hope he makes himself happy. He's been known to, you know, be a little curious, go this way, that way. One time he described himself as so gay that he literally stuffed every hole.
So, okay. Yeah. Oh, gay.
Yes. Yes. Very gay. Very, very tra-la-la.
Gotcha.
But yeah. Anyway, yeah, so Cockhole fucked up the movie for me. But then the other thing I was going to talk about, you know, I've mentioned before that I've kind of abandoned the health food wagon temporarily. And
this I came up to me. I mean,
oh, I didn't tell you.
I guess I know now because of the whole Domino's and Olive Garden the past week, but
no, yeah,
I didn't know prior to this.
Papa John's, yeah. But no, Barbara,
yeah, that's what I mean, Papa John's.
Yeah, so the other day, like, I don't know, a couple weeks ago or maybe a month ago, Megan, my wife, we went to Panera, right? And she always gets like the really nice, fancy mac and cheese. And she got one that was like mac and cheese with some chicken, some barbecue sauce. I think it had like
I had that exact same thing last time I went to Panera.
Okay, yeah, so that's pretty good, right? That honey barbecue flavor. Jesus, fucking killer. So I just had this thought. I'm like, fuck, I'm going to go buy some fucking Velveeta mac and cheese. And I know that somebody had to make a honey barbecue pre-made instant shit, right? So Jack Daniels, of all people, they make their own barbecue. Well, I wanted to get chicken, but they only had that in regular. So they have the pulled pork honey barbecue. So I came home, my wife was whipping up the mac and cheese, you know, as basic as it is, nothing fancy, just get to the point, mac and cheese. And then I nuked this thing for like 2.5 minutes, cut the package up, and we threw it in there, stirred it up, and it was instant fucking heaven. This shit tasted so good. I just sat there and like, and of course, because one box is not like, well, okay, maybe for normal people, one box of mac and cheese is enough to fill a couple, like two people maybe. I'm talk about a void. My stomach is a fucking void. So I can eat a lot more, but adding that fucking meat in there with the barbecue sauce, holy shit, it actually goes a long way. So I had like a huge ass fucking bowl of it that night, and then the next day I had a little bit more. I had like another bowl of it, but it was really good. And shit, literally fucking 10 minutes prep time work. Anybody can make fucking mac and cheese, you can make this shit. Okay. Real simple. And delicious. So yeah. Oh fuck.
Did you put chicken in it or was it just
No, it had the pork. It came with the pork.
Oh. Nice.
Yeah, so you're getting the protein. You're getting one. Who knows how much fucking real meat that really is, but
yeah.
It's all processed. I guess I make it worse now because I was eating healthy. I know what I was eating when I was eating trash, and I've gone back to eating trash. So that makes it worse.
I am not. I have never been and probably never will be a pork fan.
Had Cuban pork roast.
I will not ever have Cuban pork roast.
What?
The thought of that disgusts me.
I gotta know.
Fucking hate pork.
Why?
I can't stand it. I don't know. I don't like pork chops. They're just...
Wait. Hold on a second. Hold on. That's bullshit. I call bullshit. You mean to tell me you don't like fucking bacon?
Well, I like bacon.
Ah!
But even bacon sometimes is just too fucking much. Like, it has to be...
No, bacon can be very salty. Is it the salt content of the pork? Because
it's
typically
not, it's... not even that. It's just the... It's not the flavor. It's the consistency. Bacon is either done like, okay, I'm a,
no, I got bacon. Bacon could be soggy or it could be overly crispy, breaking your mouth. Crunching.
Yeah. And then it just turns into fucking like dust,
which I learned how to cook that. You actually cook it in the oven and it's crazy. It's like just disintegrates in your mouth. It's almost like a fucking bacon pork rind.
Yeah. Oh, pork rind is another thing I can't fucking stand. I used to love pork rinds.
No, I've never been a pork rind guy. Never, ever.
I used
ever.
To love them, and then I looked at what it is and like what it's like, what it actually is.
Well, I mean, if you're talking about pre-made processed shit from a store, like, you know, Frito-Lay's pork rinds. And yeah, it's fucking trash. So you're talking still... a guy who's Cuban. See, the whole fucking pig, dude. Like, the whole pig goes on the fire. We actually cook like that. The marinade.
Yeah, no, I've seen them.
Yeah, the marinade we use is literally mojo. And mojo is literally just salt, like all natural acidities, like grapefruit, orange juice, lemons, limes, like all the natural acidity stuff. So it breaks down the meat, gives it amazing flavor, makes it incredibly tender. Mm-hmm. And you can actually, a lot of people don't know this, but in the way that the meat is broken down because of the acidity, you can actually buy like meat that's a little bit expired and then soak that motherfucker in mojo. Oh, God. Yeah. No, listen. No, because the acidity, it kills everything.
Fuck have you that.
Ever, dude, hold on. Have you ever had ceviche?
Possibly. What is it?
Ceviche is typically fish and shrimp served in like lime juice.
Nope.
Okay. Well, here's what it is. You take your fish, you chop it up, your shrimp, whatever. I do fish only because I'm allergic to shrimp. So I'll do all the fish, chop it all up. My dad, he showed me the limes, and then you'll use some tomatoes, some cilantro, some onions, and you throw everything in the Tupperware, right? So you have like literally about 3 inches of lime juice in the Tupperware, and everything is suspended and floating there. Close the fucking lid. You put it in the fridge for 20 minutes. When you come out, the acidity of the lime has not only pretty much killed all hazardous bacteria in the fish, but it also changed the color, and it's literally almost cooked. So in a sense, it's kind of raw, but it's clean as hell to eat. And it's just, you don't, there's no cook time, no nothing. So if you're ever stranded on an island and you got fucking limes, go catch yourself a fucking fish and throw it in that shit for a couple minutes, and then you can eat that motherfucker raw.
Yeah, well, no.
Yes,
it's fucking amazing. I know. I also hate fish. Let me rewind. I hate seafood. I mean, like, vehemently despise seafood. I hate all kinds of seafood. There is not a seafood that I like. I do not like breaded shrimp. I don't like coconut shrimp. I don't like buffalo shrimp. I don't like fucking any kind of tuna. Anything that comes from the sea, lobster, crab, anything that comes from the sea is fucking disgusting. It just tastes like salty dirt. That's it. Salt and dirt, and that's it. There's your fucking seafood. Enjoy it. It all tastes the exact same.
Hold on a second. So, all right. So, when it comes to my island folk, we like pork, which is a higher salt content, and we love our fish, crab, lobster, shrimp, all that stuff, which again is typically prepared with acidity and salt. So, what would you say is like? Oh, I bet you're a savory steak type of guy.
Wait, repose that whole question.
Okay. Well, I was trying to like isolate. Okay, so what do you like steak, right?
Depends.
Okay, what is?
I'm really honestly not a meat guy.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not a carnivore. Like I enjoy chicken.
Oh, dude, I'm a fucking meater. I fucking eat all types of meat. I just got back on pork.
I like poultry. Chicken and turkey is good. I like deli cuts, like any Italian meats, ham, and like pretty much any deli cut. But as far as a steak goes, I could honestly live the rest of my life without steak. I don't care. Same thing with ribs. I mean,
yeah. Well, ribs for me, it's not about the meat, except I have an issue with fucking finger food. I don't like eating. I don't like getting shit in my fucking hands. So if I got fucking barbecue sauce in my fingers, I'm not happy. You know, when I was younger, like there was a time I hate, like one of my worst things to ever get on my hands or on me that bothers the shit out of me is fucking sap.
Oh God.
I hate pine sap.
Even talking about it is pissing me off.
Oh, it fucking irritates the shit out of me. So that's like one of my like OCD, like flip the fuck out, like,
like immediately I need to go wash my hands. Yep.
Same. And I'm not a fucking germaphobe, dude. I mean, I got a pond that's green with algae. It's healthy for my fish. Don't bullshit me. And my fish love it, but I'm in there all the time, dicking around. So it's fucking, you know, it's all over my hands. It splashes in my face. whoop-dee-fucking-do. So I'm not a fucking germaphobe whatsoever. But fucking the stinky shit, dude, just bothers the shit out of me. But, like, when I was younger, I had long hair. Like, I don't know, like, you've seen the pictures of, like, Ian and Freddie and them when they used to have long hair. Like, we all had the same haircut. We were all shaved around the sides and back when we had long-ass hair. And I remember I was at a family member's house in Miami. It was early in the morning, and they whipped up some fucking waffles and French toast, something, I don't know, something you put syrup on. I fucking remember I leaned over, my hair got in the syrup, dude. Do you know how much of a fucking flip out I had? And they were like, we'll put some peanut butter in. I'm like, fuck you, no. You know, because peanut butter and bubble gum or some shit, I don't know. But I was like, no, you gotta wash my, dude. Oh God, it was so fucking bad.
I can't even imagine that. No, I actually, funny story, they were talking about this. The other day I had, I have this organic honey, but it came in a glass jar, really nice glass jar. And it was up in my cabinet and I went to move it to get some spices out to cook. And sure enough, there was honey on the side and it got me so mad that I actually threw it away.
Oh no. See, okay. That's kind of like me with my syrup. See, when I actually haven't had fucking waffles or pancakes or French toast in a really long time, motherfucker, I'm going to put that on the list. But I'd get my syrup, right? And I'm very meticulous when I put my syrup. I may not look it. I look like I'm just fucking slopping that shit down because I want my syrup. But I can't stand fucking touching it. And,
and then a little bit drips on your mouth and you're just like, fuck!
Oh, dude, no, the fork. If it touches the fork, oh, fuck.
Oh, my God, that's fucking worse. Like, I need a new fork. I need to just go sit at a new table, please.
And you seem like a bitch. I'm like, no, it's sticky. Come on, you can relate. It's sticky. It's nasty.
I don't know how people can, like, just deal with that.
That's why I took, that's one of the reasons I took the beard off. Like, I would trim it so I can, like, I'll trim the eat hole out so I can, like, you know, eat without problem. But then by some divine fucking intervention, like all of a sudden, like ketchup would just squirt on the side of the face. And now it's like all up in there. And then it's like, okay, haha, cute. I can taste it. You clean it up. You wipe it off. And then next thing you know, you fucking 3 hours later, you're like touching your beard. It's like, what the fuck is this crusty shit? And it's like, you taste it. It's like, oh, that's ketchup. What the fuck? It's still there.
Oh.
Yeah. Thus, the beard is gone. But talking about sticky stuff. You need to
bring the beard back, Varys.
Yeah, I know. I look fucking
crazy. Yeah.
I look scarier without the fucking beard. If I look at you and smile, it's like the intent of this individual is very questionable. I must leave here rapidly.
It's not even like, yeah, it's but, not.
Yeah, like my CBD oil. This fucking shit, you get a drop of oil on the side and that's it. The whole thing is fucking saturated. And I'm actually going to take a shot of this right now because I haven't. The problem with this one is it tastes like fucking roll-ups, strawberries.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm going to crave fruit roll-ups.
Does it actually help you?
Okay, so from what I've learned, I bought this for my wife. She doesn't like the flavor and the dosage. This was like 30 fucking bucks. And jeez. Well, the problem is it's $30 and it's a very, very low CBD content. Okay. So I started like, they tell you just take a little dropper, a couple drops under your tongue. Well, the way I noticed almost immediately is if I fill that dropper twice and shoot that shit under my tongue and let it sit for a minute, and then I would notice an instant like calming, you know, just like, a little clarity, a little like you're pissed off, and now you're just chill. Even if you're not pissed off, you're just chill. I would question it, but
placebo
the way
effect? You don't think it's placebo?
I was thinking that, but I realize, and the matter of which, like sometimes I'm just chill and I'll take it because, oh, okay, it's got anti-inflammatory properties, so that's why I took it. But there is a little effect to it. It's not like you got to really be searching for a noticeable difference in order to notice it. If not, it'll just pass off. Fucking deep breath. You know, I was like, oh, okay, where was I? You know?
like a little reset, like a little.
Yeah, just like a little, just taking a little edge off. Now, actually, I talked to a buddy of mine yesterday. I told you about a passing of a friend of mine down in Florida. And we were talking about that, and then we kind of went on to talking about his situation, because the same time I got sent home was the same time he just couldn't work anymore. They did a reconstructive surgery on his knee. Apparently, he allegedly had some kind of damage, but then when he got his second opinion, come to find out, he just has a really bad case of rheumatoid arthritis, to the point that like his thumb is starting to look deformed by the way it sits. Ooh. And is unable to move. So they have him, like, he's got good insurance, and he has a ungodly amount of fucking medications, and he's doing marijuana from the like the burning, the vaping, the oil, the CBD oil. He's on it a lot. But apparently, if you're on that steroid that starts with P, prednisone, the body's absorption rate for the CBD oil is mute. You don't get it. So he's basically getting the THC aspect, which helps him. But as far as the other aspects, he's not getting them, so.
Right.
But yeah, we talked for far too long about fucking weed and the medications he's on, because I know that the country is starting to like kind of come down on the opioids. But I was really surprised. Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Starting.
In Florida, I heard that it was really, really bad, but. Given that's where he's at, and he had it, and I know him, he's not going to go through illegal channels with everything he's got going on.
Right.
But he's getting it legally. So, I mean, if I guess some people have concerns like, oh man, what if I really need it? Cause I'm in real pain. If you really need it, you're really going to get it. And that's it. But if you don't need it, I'm first to tell you right now, when it comes to those fucking pills, if you don't fucking need it, don't fucking do it.
Yep.
Because with all my pain, I got a hold of, well, I mean, my wife, she has one of them. She has a Norco for her issues. And at the time that I wasn't getting any fucking relief, I was like, fuck it. This shit's supposed to be really good. I'm going to fucking take one. And I tried one, and it did diddly fucking squat for the pain. I got, like, really woozy, like, I'm having a buzz, and that was it. And I was like, okay, well, that was a cool sensation, but it didn't do shit for my pain, so this is not worth my fucking time.
You know what's funny is I think I tend to have an addictive personality, and no. But well, yeah, I mean,
I mean, tattoos? I guess, how many tattoos did you start this week off with versus how many tattoos do you have now, sir?
7 and I think 10. I don't really know. But yeah, it's a weird thing. It's a weird mental thing when you think you don't have a problem, but then I totally understand. Like I've seen people go through intervention and they're like, oh, I don't have a problem. Like, holy fuck. Like, I see that. Like, I completely understand what you were saying when you say you don't have a problem, because I didn't see a problem with the shit that I was doing. And I still don't think I'm addicted to getting tattooed. I think that.
No. And I say that joking. I don't think you're addicted to getting a tattoo.
No, that's.
I think the practice of getting tattoos in itself is addicting, just because, like I told you, I don't have a single tattoo. If I get one fucking tattoo, that's it. It's game over. I'm going to wind up in a few years looking like one of the guys in fucking Japan that has the full fucking suit. Because I'm like, oh no, I gotta have this because this means something to me. It's meaningful. I gotta have it there. I gotta have this here. This means, you know, and all of a sudden it's like striving for and everything that you put on your body. And partly the reason, another reason I probably don't is because I'm hairy as fuck anyway. So
I used to find meaning in my tattoos, but now it's more like a story. Like,
no, and that's true. I kind of noticed when you told me about your last two, I'm like, okay, you know, that's why I asked about the sugar skull. Cause I was like, okay, well, wait, where, like, I know the other two, where those are coming from, the one you did today and the other ones. But I was like, where's that coming from? You know, and obviously it's your story to tell, but
I saw it in a dream. I literally saw myself getting that tattoo exactly how it is. I saw myself getting a sugar skull actually kind of just like this. I actually had to modify it for it to look like it was in my dream, but it looks pretty much as clear as I can remember. And then there's a line that goes above it with a dollar sign above it in quotation marks. I don't know why. I don't have a reason. There's no meaning behind it. I just saw it in a dream.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's funny. Just out of curiosity, have your dreams been increasing in like the recent couple days?
Yes.
It's the fucking damnedest thing. Now, mind you, you live states away from me. I'm hanging out and drinking the same thing, smoking the same thing. But I'm getting an increase in fucking dreams.
Yeah,
and they're not terrible, but it's weird. It's
last night I had a dream because I was watching, have you ever seen House, the show?
Oh, House MD?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wish that motherfucker was real.
Well, I mean, you're looking at him, but no.
No, I mean, like literally, like, the real, like, the person, like, so he can, like I said, my wife's been mysterious illnesses for fucking 5-6 years now. Trust me, I wish House was, I'd be knocking on that motherfucker's door.
Maybe I should go knock on the writer's door then. All right, well, so I was watching the episode. And the episode was one of the characters ended up having two babies with two different women. He ended up cheating on his wife and having two daughters with two different women. And I had a dream last night that my dad did the same exact thing. Fucking weird. And I woke up and I didn't even remember it until.
So you had a brother?
What? No.
What? Oh, okay. I was just trying to say, like, so what? You had a brother?
I had a dream where my dad cheated on my mom and then had two, like, impregnated two women.
Ah,
That was about the extent of it. And I remember just being really fucking pissed off. And I think I fought him. And I think that's about it. And then I woke up and I didn't remember it. I didn't remember it at all. Like, I had no recollection of it. And then it just kind of snapped on me.
Yeah, that's kind of common. That's definitely common right there, where you don't immediately dream and then, you know, a couple hours later on in the day, just something triggers that thought. Like, one of the ones that reoccur to me, and this tells you how wacky this shit gets. So, you know, I'm into mountain biking and all that shit. And there's this guy, he's probably the biggest name in fucking YouTube mountain biking, that's Seth Spikax. And I like the guy. He's very motivational. He's very good. But the crazy thing is, it's because I'm friends with people that are also YouTubers that are in his circle. And this is nothing that they say, so I don't want that coming back. But I see him from other perspectives, and I see how meticulous he is as he produces content. This motherfucker scares me. And, like, I literally had a dream where we were mountain biking. I was finally mountain biking with these guys, and this motherfucker was there. And, like, the whole time I was like, keeping my distance from him because, like, I'm fucking scared. Like, this guy's like, oh, no, we need to come. We need to redo this because we need to get this shot. Or, hey, this is great. Hey, let's go do this. Dude, can we just fucking ride? Just let's see what fucking happens. I guess that's the kind of person I am. It's like, hey, let's just hit the fucking record button and let's talk some shit and see what happens.
Oh, man. Wow, this looks really cool. Thursday, May 23rd. Do you know Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank?
Yeah.
He's apparently doing... Yes, he is apparently doing a seminar in Scranton on the 23rd of May for free.
Wow. That's nice of him.
Signing up for tickets.
Well, it's your fucking game on. Just keep your hair. Don't be like him.
No, I'm gonna fucking get my goddamn. Oh shit! I gotta put in a name for this. I would like to bring up
cock meat sandwiches.
Something. I'll go by myself.
Well, at least you're not gonna be distracted.
Two VIP tickets, VIP sitting.
Okay, hold on a second. So you got to pay for that, right?
Yeah. but it goes to charity. But I'm not going to do that. I don't need to. $10 for two VIP tickets.
Well, that doesn't sound terrible.
Fuck it. I'll give the charity.
I want to meet. Real. Honestly, real. I want to meet fucking Rob Hashevac.
Oh, yeah. Fucking he seems cool.
Yeah, he's into fitness. He's into security. He's into, you know, the cool stuff.
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. Mr. Wonderful's into some really cool stuff, but I've seen him. He's the kind of guy who he'll reorganize his eggs to benefit everyone. You know, like, hey, I'm going to buy this one, and then we're going to rearrange all this shit, and it's going to work out. Like, I watched one. It was based on I can't remember what it was. It was something really small and novel. But what he ended up doing, the guy ended up doing, was creating a massive database that if he were to sell the information off that, he would make millions.
The Wonderful Platform? The Mr. Wonderful Platform?
No, it was on Shark Tank. Some guy's thing. Now it's, he ended up doing with it, but I knew when he got a hold of it, the way he was talking about marketing it, he had companies that were kind of like, I can't remember exactly what it was, but let's just say it was like anniversaries, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it would get all these anniversary dates for selling this product or selling this, right? But what you're doing is you're getting potential clients' anniversary dates. That information.
Yeah,
that's cool.
He's using the Wonderful Platform, where he takes all of his businesses and intertwines them with each other.
Yeah, and that's a hell of a business model. I mean, once you have that kind of shit, it's amazing, you know. Yep. And honestly, I swear to God, if I had like a couple $1 million, I know I'd be pretty set, because that's how I would do shit. Oh man, yeah. So anyone want to donate a couple million right here?
Yeah, right here.
First stop will be Germany to get these fucking discs fixed, though.
Bring it on.
I'll bring you, too, so we can... I'll be in fucking misery from the surgery, and you'll just be my comic relief, fucking just pounding down the German ale. Oh, man. But let's see. What else? There was something else I wanted to cover.
Oh, addiction. I wasn't done with my addiction story.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So... you keep telling yourself you don't have a problem. And then I remember the one day, I had a really bad headache and my ex-girlfriend gave me, Oh my God. What's the really popular painkiller? Percocet. No,
okay.
It wasn't Percocet. It was something else. Anyway, I digress, but it was something. It was a very popular painkiller. Obviously,
was it over the counter?
No, it was prescribed. So she gave me one of those, and I took it, and it was fine. You know, like I wasn't like, I need another one. Like I wasn't crazy. But I felt great. You know, it wasn't like to the point where it was. I don't even know how to explain it. It wasn't to the point where it was conscious, I guess. Like I didn't like you know how when you get drunk you can physically feel that you are different.
Yeah.
But whereas when I took this, I didn't really physically feel like I was different, but I knew I felt different. Like I guess I kind of like numbed my body to a point where I had no idea that I felt different.
Yeah,
and I was certainly more relaxed, and my headache went away. And then I think it was like a week or two later, I had a headache again. And I was just like, all right, I'm going to take a Tylenol or whatever. I took a Tylenol. Didn't go away. And I asked her again. And she was like, you don't need one. And I was like, oh, shit. I felt like a need, I guess. Like, I was like, I need another one of those. But I had no, like, I wasn't thinking about it, you know.
But at the time, you had only taken that one.
Yeah. I mean,
I wouldn't say that was like addiction based, because like, I remember when I first learned the PMS medicine, Mitol cures headaches in men just as quick. I'll never forget. I was working with my father and story time. I was working with my dad, and these are old maintenance dudes, really old guys. And I was like, oh, I got this headache. And they're like, here, take this. I'm like, I'm not taking this shit. This is for fucking women. And they're like, no, really, take it. I'm like, I thought they were fucking women. Like, take it. Everyone takes it. I'm like, yeah, right, you fucking lying ass bastards, you know? But I took it. And no bullshit. 10 minutes later, they're like, hey, how's your headache? I'm like, holy shit, it's gone. So because it actually worked for me, I swear by it to this day. I have got it right there in case I get a headache.
All right.
Swear to God, I mean, that is if, fucking vital.
If it fucking works,
but
it works.
There is that's a thing. If it works for you, it's not necessarily an addiction. It's just it fucking works. Now, yeah. Obviously, what she gave you, controlled substance, that not only it's like, hey, did it knock it out in the left field? No, it knocked it out the goddamn park. It's awesome, but it worked for you. So it wasn't that you were looking at it for any other purposes than,
well,
it worked for you.
Allow me to continue my story.
Okay. Insert for
aha. Or so you fucking thought.
Oh, the plot thickens.
So I took another one. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, same thing. Same side effects. Again, I didn't feel like I was... Like, I really didn't feel like I took anything. It was just, you know, like, all right, hey, pain's gone. All right, awesome. Again, another, I think it was shorter this time, definitely. It was probably either a week or less than a week. And I was just like, I was going through, I remember exactly what happened. We got into a fight and she left her medication there and I at my house. And I was like, I should take one of these right now because it'll make me feel fine. And then I was like, oh, fuck, here it goes. Here it goes. I am now. My brain is now telling me that I need to resort back to this when I am, which is the same thing with alcohol that happened to me 2 weeks ago. My brain is now telling me that I need to resort back to this to feel less pain. And then I was just like, well, that's it. Got to step away from that. And I didn't have like withdrawal. Like I wasn't like addicted. But the point is that I now know what it feels like to render power to something that is not sentient. That is something that is just a substance. It is, it's crazy because it kind of like exactly like we were talking about like 2 days ago, like when depression hits, it gets dark quick.
Yeah.
Like when that hits, you don't even know what the fuck you're doing until you already did it. And it's like, and then oftentimes you don't even know what the fuck you're doing until the day after. Like, you know, like you don't know what the fuck's going on. Like I was, you know, I mean, you already know what happened 2 weeks ago, but
yeah.
Like during all that, I have lapses in my memory from that. I don't remember jack shit for that. Basically, those whole 5 days, and it was just
the same crazy. Way. You know, when I recorded episode 8, you know, I made mention that I was literally deep state of depression the day prior and earlier that day, and. Now recalling everything that led me to that point, I can't recall shit. I just remember my wife was having a cigarette. We're out in the talking about how maybe it's the medication, how this, that, and the other. And she, you know, my wife, I think sometimes she feeds off me sometimes. So She was kind of going through a little bit of her own depression, like recalling things. And it was in that recollection of certain things that led me to think about my dog, Jack. And no bullshit, that the series of thoughts just came in a single bolt of lightning. Now, fuck this. You know, I'm going to fight this depression. Fuck that. You know?
It's crazy. It's crazy how... impactful, but I really don't want to say fragile the human mind is, but it
Oh, it really is very fragile. Especially
when you get to, yeah, I mean,
in this day and age.
Oh yeah,
like you could see it. Like, all right, so if you follow some of Joe Rogan people he talked to not too long ago, they talk about social media and its impact on the community, the world, and how it's shaping things. And you hear the terms echo chamber, and you know, false reins. What's the word I'm looking for? I'm having a fucking brain fart now. Must be the CBD oil. No. but basically, what he's saying is the internet is so vast and people gravitate to whatever quickly because, let's face it, we're there 1 second, 5 minutes later, we're in another page thinking about something else, that we get that confirmation bias. We eliminate all of it. We just have, if I like red Honda Civics and only red Honda Civics, and there's no other color that a Honda Civic needs except red, I make my YouTube video about it. I make my blogs about it because I'm legitimately fucking crazy if that's what I actually think. But red Civics, that's all it is. Eventually, my content will get out to enough people who believe the same thing. And inevitably, when someone rolls into that, then they look, it's like, oh man, this guy's got like 2.5 million views and like 500,000 likes. And look at all these comments. They like what, yeah, man, I'm in the right group of people. These are my friends. This is what I'm down for. And then all of a sudden I say, I like licking ass. And now everyone wants to, because those people are following this bullshit notion. And it's like, wow. You go down the rabbit hole quick as fuck.
Yep. Once it's fucking,
and attorneys,
dangerous
attorneys, they're motherfuckers. I'm telling you, those guys.
Oh, yeah, of course,
I used to be a very gullible person, and I tried to stem away from that. And I'll tell you right now, you will never feel more fucking gullible than having a conversation with an attorney. Those motherfuckers will flip shit on you so fucking quick. You'll just be like, huh? It's like I went in. And I'm a hardcore conservative, this, that, and the other. And now I'm running around with a pussy hat and a rainbow flag. It's like, what?
Yeah, what just happened? It's psychological warfare. The thing is that we're going through, we are exposed to so much shit in our lives because of the internet and because of news and all that shit that we just want to be sedated, which is why drugs are so popular now.
It's we let it affect us. Like when they say unplug yourself, dude, unplug yourself, shut the fucking off, close everything and go do something. That's why I love, like I tell you, Bond, it is nice. I've stepped away from politics shit because I just can't follow it. It's aggravating. It doesn't matter what side of the fucking fence I'm on. This news station is going to try to get clicks and this, like I just heard on the local radio, because I was like, I haven't listened to the local radio in forever. And they were talking about CNN, like losing, like doing layoffs and shit like that. Like they're taking a serious hit because of lost, viewers. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, well, if I were CNN, what would I do? It's like, oh, okay. They're always looking for the Russian collusion. It's like, we got the Russian collusion. It's right here. Man, all of a sudden you're going to have clicks. You're going to have views. People are going to be tuning in. And it's like, oh, okay, but what's it actually? Oh, they don't really have anything. It's the same fucking story that they're pitching for fucking how many years has it been in office?
Because clicking generates money. Fear generates money.
Exactly. Yep. Fear, fear, anger, rage. Oh, Lord. Page. And I sat there and I watched a video where they talked about the clicks per minute people get when they're angry. You don't fucking realize it, dude. Do you understand? Like the other day when we were trying to connect that fucking game and I start clicking, I'm like, oh my God, I just like clicked 50 fucking thousand times on this one icon because it just wasn't working. And it's like, that's money to somebody.
Yeah. And then you start slamming. Yeah. You start slamming your mouse and then. And then you throw your mouse across the room. That's more money.
Yeah, that's literally coming out of my pocket at that point. So I got to buy a new mouse.
Yep.
Yeah. Speaking of that, let me tell you, this prehistoric wireless Logitech fucking mouse is amazing. It's lasted me so long. My nephew came up, showed me his gaming mouse. It's all big and all the little buttons and the scrollies and the side volume controls and all this. Like, it's got all these extra buttons. I'm like, wow, that thing's really cool. It's really big and it doesn't slide too good. What do you think about mine? Mine slides real easy. Like, yeah. I'm like, yeah. I just got left click, right click, and scroll. And I've had it for fucking longer than you've been alive. He's like, yeah, I guess it's
my mouse good. Is a my mouse is actually a wireless mouse without a battery. It is being constantly charged. Yeah, it's being constantly wirelessly charged by the pad. Yeah.
That's light. A very fucking genius idea. Whoever invented that one, that's smart.
If I take my mouse off the pad, it turns up. Well, it's actually weird. It definitely has some capacitors in it because it doesn't turn off immediately. But like, I'm holding it in my left arm, pretty far away from the pad. In a couple seconds, it'll just turn off.
Now what you need to do is wrap a coil around an LED and see if it lights up.
I'm not wrapping coils around shit.
No, okay. One, the voltage is so fucking low. Like, it's not an issue. But, see, this is where my total nerd side comes out. Like, Tesla, Elon Musk. Elon Musk is cool, but I'm not talking to him. I'm talking, like, the legit Nikola Tesla, Alexander Hutchinson, all that shit, dude. Like, I love it. Fucking rodent coils. Oh, my God. Pulse drive motors. You know, you were talking about needing a fan for your computer. And I showed you the picture where I had a bunch of them.
Yep.
Do you know why I have those fans?
Because you're a psychopath? I don't know.
Well,
there's no reason for you to have them.
Those fans are actually small pulse drive motors. With a pulse drive motor, a battery, and just a little kickstart, it's not exactly a perpetual energy source, but it's fucking close. And if you had a big enough system proper coils, rodent coils. There's a lot of hoopla behind some of that, though. You can actually generate a lot of power. I can probably, now that the day and age we're like running LED everything, and you know the TV doesn't use this much voltage, and this doesn't use this much voltage, you could really run almost all your household supplies, appliances, and other stuff, aside from like you know your AC unit, your oven, your dryer. You can pretty much run all the other shit off oversized pulse motor and some batteries.
Huh.
Yeah.
See, that's why when the zombie apocalypse hits, that's why I'm going to Vegas. Because the Hoover Dam. Yep. Don't fuck with me. Or Niagara Falls.
But, yeah, I'd probably go more Niagara. Like, you're talking about the City of Sin. That motherfucker's going to be engulfed in fucking zombies. Like, in a snap of a finger.
Everyone's going to leave the city.
Shit. The unfortunate bastards that don't, they're still going to be walking around. They're going to be looking for some fucking grub. They're going to be looking for some fucking Lasky to munch on.
That's true.
Hey, wasn't that in the fucking Resident Evil series? Didn't they eventually, like, do fucking Las Vegas? Like, they had, it was, like, all deserty. They had the pyramid.
I have no idea. Oh, no, you're thinking of Dead Rising. Dead Rising was in a Vegas-esque city, Dead Rising 3.
Oh, no. I know that game. Yeah, you were able to make dildo cannons with that one.
That game's
I remember I got the first Dead Rising. I knew something was wrong. When the female zombies attack you, they latch onto you, they drop to their knees and start bobbing their head around your hip as they're attacking you. And you're like, are you really trying to stop that, really? Because he's like, oh no, ow, ow, ow. Like,
fucking yeah, ow. And yeah, I'd be trying to stop that.
That was a good game, man. That game, I was going to say, that's probably one of the latest games I played with a reasonable difficulty and like uncovering mechanics. Like, you go through rescuing people, like, you don't have a direct, it's not very linear. But it was so open that you're just fucking around. Like, you don't know what the next wave is going to tell you, where you're going to go. But if you go to the right place, it's like, oh, shit, there's a mission here. Oh, look, he's an asshole. I have to kill him. And I just saved this chick, and I get to bring him back to my room. Lock them in my supply closet with everyone else.
Yeah, you don't even have to do the storyline. You can literally just leave and go underneath ground and run over thousands of zombies for hours on.
Yes, on that fucking parking area. That was amazing. I was like, what is this? Oh, man. Look. Holy shit, there's a lot of zombies. Floor it! Blah, 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 blah. That shit was awesome. But yeah, no, like I said, in the first game, I knew there was something fishy and pervy about the makers. And then it was like the second game was totally different. And in the third game, they went back to kooky craziness. And this time they were like, hey, look, we're fucking perverts. We don't care. Here's a dildo cannon.
That's like the first Saints Row. The first Saints Row, like, try to be serious. It has funny moments. And then as it progressed, it just got
Well, like, the second one is when they introduced the crafting table, right? And I was like, okay, this is Dead Rising. Yeah, Dead Rising 2, they introduced a crafting table. Because you had to, if I'm not mistaken, you had to drag around.
Wait, then what the fuck did I play? Oh, no, okay, yeah, all right, yeah. Dead Rising 2 is when they introduced the crafting table.
Yeah, so and then in Dead Rising 3, you abandon the little girl, back to the one dude, and you're in fucking the City of Sin, and it's like, oh, okay, I know how to stop the spread of the zombie virus. Just start shoving dildos in their mouths. They can't bite you.
Is Dead Rising 4 out?
No, I saw that. They're coming. It's coming. Oh. And there's probably going to be some coming, too.
Now that it was announced in 2016. It was announced 3 years ago.
But is it officially released? Because as of right now, Halo 6 takes the title for longest and most expensive produced.
Oh, God, I can't wait for that game to come out on PC. Fuck!
Dude, it's dropping everything. Yeah, I'm worried. I'm like, nervous because I'm like, when it comes out, I'm going to be at a point where I'm really hard, and I'm going to have to like bust ass to do it. And I know when it comes out, it's going to be like, oh, I'm going to look at my wife and I'm like, honey, I love you, but I'm about to disappear and you're about to lose the TV because it's fucking Halo time. And by my understanding, it's got RPG mechanics. It's free roam. And I'm like, oh my God, this is
what the fuck? Amazing.
Oh, you haven't heard?
No, why would they do that? Halo, what Halo was it? Halo 5, 6?
Halo 6 is going to be free roam.
Oh my God. Nope.
Dude, no. You get an entire, you get an entire fucking Halo ring.
Is it still Master Chief?
Yes, you're still Master Chief. It's going to be solely based on...
Isn't that motherfucker dead? I played Halo 4. I have not played Halo 5. Or wait, did I? I don't even know, dude. They've been so fucking like.
All right. Okay. Well, in this case, do you want me to catch you up to speed?
No, because I'm gonna play them when it comes out on PC for.
Yeah, because that's dropping all. Yeah, that's dropping real soon. Now remember, Master Chief Collection. All right. Well, Master Chief Collection on the console was Halo 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Four, and that's it. You do not get Reach. You do not get ODST. Now, for all the fuck-ups that have come with Master Chief Collection, they inevitably gave us ODST, and I believe they inevitably gave us Reach as well.
Yeah, yeah, you do get Reach and ODST with this one.
So you're getting every Halo title.
Yes.
Except for Wars, which is, okay, that's, you know.
Well, it's crazy to me that it hasn't come to PC earlier, because it's Microsoft. Like,
well, okay, like Halo 5, Halo 5 is on PC. Halo 5 Forge is on PC, and it's 100% free, which pisses me off, because one, my computer can't run it, and two, it's free, you don't have to have online membership, and you don't have to purchase the game. And I'm like, that's all I ever did was Forge, and it was like, haha, fuck you, dude.
The RTSs are on PC, but Master Chief Collection, coming soon. Well, planned release date, coming soon. Halo 1. Fuck you.
No, Halo Wars 1, I believe, took a while to be released on PC. Halo Wars 2 was a direct-to-PC release, which I have my issues with Halo Wars. I loved it because it was Halo, and it was probably the best RTS we've had come to console. But hands down, nothing beats Age of Empires, and in my opinion, Star Wars Galactic Battlegrounds.
Nope.
It's not Star Wars, but actually Age of Empires with a touch of that. So that one is to me the best because you get airplanes.
You've never played Warcraft 3 or the original Starcraft.
No,
clearly none. You have never played, especially Warcraft 3. I mean, Star Wars Galactic Battlegrounds definitely has what, 7 or 8 different factions, but Warcraft 3 by far will always be the fucking...
How many factions does King. That have?
I don't know.
See, to me, it's not the factions that I like. It's what you can do with the units you have. Like, in the Star Wars, which is, interestingly enough, features have just faded away since we tried to connect. I lost a lot of features for some reason. But one of the features is you can actually set your temperament of units. How aggressive they are, how passive they are. You could set them to patrol. You could set them to follow. You could set them to do a lot of different things.
Well, yeah, so like, same thing with you can play the original StarCraft right now for free if you wanted to. Same thing with StarCraft 2. You can play that for free. Warcraft 3, you can't because they're reforging it. They're remaking it. But the original StarCraft, you can play that shit for free. And it's remastered.
All right, fucking so it's on phenomenal. It's on Steam?
No, it's on Battle.net. Because it's Blizzard's. But I mean, dude, fuck yeah. That's a game we could probably play together. StarCraft.
Okay, that was one on the list. Another one on the list was DDO. Yo, you there?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think about DDO?
I don't know. I've never really played Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah, neither have I. But I played Baldur's Gate once on Xbox.
Oh, God, that was a great fucking game.
I'm sorry, dude. But when I became like the fucking elf with the two swords, I was like, oh, that's it, this game. That's it. It's so easy. Just fuck everything. Just fucking murder everything. Dude, I'm sorry, but did I tell you I watched an anime film the other night?
Oh, what kind of anime film?
I watched Gats. It's on Netflix. It's in English because I'm not a hardcore anime guy. In fact, I'm probably like the cheap knockoff guy who likes the other shit. But I've always liked the art styles and the creativity of Japanime art.
Mm-hmm.
And I hated cartoons. I really have the hardest time getting into cartoons. So the ones that are rendered, like Captain Harlock, Space Pirate, I love that one. That was cool as fuck. And this one gets... God, I can't even fucking remember. Let me grab my phone. Fucking see what the hell this is.
While you're on your phone, write this down, because there's one anime that I actually really enjoyed, and you would really enjoy it too, because it's really fucked up. It's only four to six episodes long. It's called if you search When They Cry. Yeah, Higurashi. It's called Higurashi When They Cry. Higurashi no Naku Koro ni. Just fucking When They Cry. You'll find it.
Yeah, I'll look. Now, I'm going to be honest, is it cartoon or is it like rendered?
It is cartoon. But trust.
I will give it a shot. I will try. I'll try. Yeah, it's Gantz. Gantz. Zero. It's on Netflix. It's in English. It's so fucking cool. Because, like, it didn't matter what the story was. I was going to watch it anyway because I like that style of shit. But it's like Japanese CGI. Oh, wait, reading the
here, details. Check this out.
There's a synopsis.
Here, I'll send you just some little, if you look on Discord.
What the fuck? Oh, that's some graphic fucking shit.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts. It's
oh wow,
nuts. Are
they gonna put that through his fucking hand?
It is fucking psychotic. It's not psychotic. It's not super gory, but it's definitely like a what the fuck is going on here?
Like, well, see, like with me, fuck? I got into Death Note because a friend of mine was real big into anime. I heard it was coming to live action. And then I heard they were getting fucking Willem Dafoe on it. I'm like, oh, shit, this is going to be awesome. And then I watched the movie, and it was okay. And my homeboy was like, yeah, the movie sucked comparison to what it really is. So I got into it, but I got into it for what it was, but I could not fucking stand watching the cartoons. It's so hard for me.
Apparently, hold on. Apparently they have a season two. So okay. Yes, I agree with you. It is hard watching cartoons, but if you look at it not as a cartoon but as an art style, like this is the way that they are portraying this specific thing. It's just like video games. Like,
no, I understand. Rather
fucking play, you know, the Mortal Kombat, like the old school Mortal Kombat, where they had people scanned in like literal pictures of people scanned in.
No, I'm with you 100%. But here's the problem with that. See, I love Halo. Halo is my all-time favorite game. And I have an intruder in my room. Cooper, go lay down. Oh, boy. He just, he's like, I just want to be pet. But, like, going back to Halo 1, even though they fucking dressed it up and shit, it's hard. I can't do it. You know, it's like we've come so far that it's really hard to go back in art style. You know, like, have you watched the Love, Death, and Robots on Netflix?
No.
Okay, so they utilize CG, they utilize standard animation, they utilize a lot of different things to tell different stories. Because a lot of these stories, I can actually get behind them. In fact, the anime steampunk weirdo one, I can't remember the name of it, but it like involved like some half chick fox running around naked thing. So you should be able to find it pretty easy with that one. But that one, it was tolerable. The story wasn't actually that good. I was able to watch it and finish it. And it was probably like, when I say not tolerable, 8 minutes long. All right, hold on. I got to vacate get out of here. Go harass your mama. Go on, Cooper. I'm recording live.
God, there's three seasons. Seasons and two side stories.
You have abandoned your show. I thought you said you liked it. Damn it, this dog just opened the fucking door and came back in.
I certainly liked season one. That shit is fucking crazy, dude.
And that's the other thing. Series. I'm very cautious when getting into TV series. I'm pretty much, you know, Supernatural. I love Supernatural. It's wrapping it up. They're filming the final season and end of the end of the end. That is it. So I'm like, okay, cool. I'm happy, you know. I almost take whatever ending. But me and my wife, we have a speculation to know how it's going to go. But I told you about Nurse Jackie.
No.
Nurse Jackie was a HBO TV series every 7 years. She came on Netflix. Me and my wife were like, oh,
Yep. And then it just sucked.
Dude, we binge watched all 7 fucking years of this shit. And when we got to the end, that was like the biggest like dick slap to the face. It was like, oh, really? That's it? And we pretty much stayed away from fucking TV series for a while. Then she got into some, like the 100. She got into that. I couldn't get into it. I actually, like, I was the typical dickhead husband. We get to the season finale. I'm like, oh, wait. This is what's going to happen. And it almost fucking played out exactly for like 3 seasons. It was like rinse, wash, and repeat the same fucking, the same type of ending. I'm like, oh my God. You know, before you get a season finale, that was like, it was a fucking end. It was a good end point.
Yep.
Now, the season finale is the biggest fucking most horrible cliffhanger ever. Like, Supernatural season 14, it's like, you have all this shit just happen. And then it just leaves you with that. It's like, oh, you fucking assholes.
Yeah. That's like the best.
Look. This day and age, there are some very, very talented fucking writers. People like them.
There are talented writers, and then there are
assholes that just... Well, see, I don't know nothing about Game of Thrones. Nothing. You're fucking... I can hear it in your voice. But, no, you have good writers like the Russos, right? The Russo brothers.
Right.
Amazing. They took comic book characters and gave the most elaborate, beautiful, fucking amazing stories you could possibly fucking tell. Deep, intimate, comedic. I mean, these are quality fucking stories. It has everything. And then you have people who write TV shows that just, hey, we're going to get you hooked and we're not going to complete, like Walking Dead. I think Walking Dead was the epitome of shitty writing. And I say shitty writing not because they were, your takeaway from everything was shitty. You didn't take anything away. You got strung on for this long adventure and you never got a payoff. It's like what was that show, Lost? It's like, yeah, let's just see how outrageous we can make shit. I never watched Lost.
That's Game of Thrones. They have basically essentially given up on writing, and they have turned to shock factor. They've turned to, oh, that's crazy, fucking, oh, that's typical Game of Thrones for you. Like, dude, no, that's not a fucking excuse.
There's going to be a death this week. It's like, oh no, who's going to die? And then like someone out of fucking left field dies, and you're just like, whoa, wait, how the fuck did they just, whoops.
See, you think that, but it hasn't been that way since season fucking, have you ever seen the memes where it shows like, it shows a horse drawn, and it shows like the first half the horse drawn perfectly, beautifully drawn, you know, very realistic, and then the second half of the horse looks like a fucking 5-year-old did it.
I'm pretty sure I've seen it.
That's pretty much Game of Thrones writing, is that the first 4 or 5 seasons have been incredible. The last 3 seasons have just been, well,
so then tell me something. Why is there such a massive uproar? I mean, basically what you're telling Game of Thrones idiots.
Because
idiots are just like going nuts for the fucking retardedness that's being written.
Honestly, the last season is only 6 episodes. Number one, that's a huge fucking problem. So they're cramming in the last season in 6 episodes, which is fucking...
Are they at least making each episode long?
Yeah, they're an hour and a half now as opposed to an hour. Big fucking deal. The problem is that season 8, this season that they're on now, is just so unfulfilling. Like, seven seasons hyped up to one thing, and that one... seven fucking seasons hype up to one event, and that one event was done and over with in one episode. And it's like, it wasn't even like...
Oh, wow.
It was just, yeah, literally, one event was done in one episode. I'm not gonna spoil it, but it was done and over with in one episode. It doesn't even show, like, the aftermath of that event. It doesn't show how everyone's affected. It was kind of like, okay, this happened, and then everyone just went their separate ways, and like, okay, well, now we're gonna do this. And then one of the main villains...
Now, hold on, have you read the book?
No.
The books?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Okay, I just was curious. Warriors.
And then one of the main villains of this season had a very unsatisfying altercation, I guess. It's rushed, and it's not hitting the same way. It's...
Well, you know, I actually had that same issue with the MCU, me being a huge fan of the MCU. And that was Captain America Civil War, because Civil War in the comic books was fucking massive. Like, everybody, when I say everybody, I mean the X-Men, Fantastic Four. Every fucking person was involved in the Civil War. It was a rift between, and they played on it in the movie, but what they did was far, like, I was disappointed at first coming from reading the comic books. But then I was appeased, because what they did is they took a massive story and made it intimate and made it just between a handful of people. So, you know, in a sense, I felt ripped off. And I thought, like, when they said they were announcing Captain America, the third one's going to be Civil War, what the fuck? No, it's too soon, you know, for something of that scale. But what they did was different. But again, that might be, if you've read the books, you might be, that's why I asked if you read the Game of Thrones, see if that's where you're coming from on that. But so it was just what they've written built up an expectation, and then they just grazed over it.
Yep. It was like, what the fuck? And like, Game of Thrones
is people out there telling me to get on Game of Thrones. Well, that just...
Do
fuck that shit.
Fucking not. They ruined in 3 hours. I would say it took them 2 episodes. In 3 hours, they have effectively demolished everything about that show. It is literally so fucking pointless now that I don't even care if I finish it. I don't even care if I finish the end of the show, the series finale, which is this Sunday. I don't
do
even
you know care. How bad I'm watch that it is just to watch know it. That you invested that much time and quality into it.
I know. Yeah.
And that's how you feel. You're a fan, dude. You are and the they guy are putting they are in catering to. And they just shit on it like that.
$15 million per episode they're putting in. And yeah, visually it's fantastic. But the story writing and just the way that it went is just so horrible. And I mean, like, it's funny. I went on Reddit.
I think 300 gave the wrong message to movie producers.
I went on Reddit the night after, or not the night after, the night of the episode that it aired, like the series ending, basically episode, like where everything just went to shit. And the comments on there were just absolutely fucking hysterical. People are just so, they're just like, I don't know what to think now. Like, I don't know what to feel. It's like, I don't know what to feel. I don't feel anything anymore. Like, I don't care about this show. Like, it's just, and these are people who are, you know, hardcore fans.
I mean, that makes me fucking sad. Cause like, Game of Thrones, I've always been on the fence. It's like, maybe I should get into this. There's that fucking white dude with the thorns on his head. That guy looks fucking, man. They got dragons in this shit. Maybe I'll get into it. Well, fuck that now.
I would say it's great. It's fantastic for 7 seasons. If you watch season 8, like, I almost wanted to start a petition on change.org to refilm season 8. Because it is that fucking bad. It is.
Oh, you mean how they did episode 8 in fucking Star Wars?
but it's so fucking bad.
Did you ever watch that one?
Yeah, I've seen all of them.
So we've had this discussion, right? About how I can't even fucking finish that movie.
I don't really see a problem with it. Like, yeah, is it fucking corny? Yeah. Okay, does it make any goddamn sense? No. Is it still Star Wars? Yes.
Well, here's the thing. I've had my fair share of hate for the character of Luke Skywalker. I didn't like him in the first movie. I didn't like him in the second movie. And I was intrigued by him in the third movie, but that's only because in
you're talking the original trilogy.
He wasn't in the prequels. In Return of the Jedi, he was taking the path of the dark side. You know, you could see him going in that direction. And then, of course, you know, he veers off right and Vader comes out, "Oh, my son, I love you," blah, all that shit. But I never liked him. So,
how could you not?
He is
the only Jedi to dip his foot in the dark side of the Force and come back.
No, sir. No, sir. No, sir.
In the movies, at least.
In the movies, yes. But if you see, I just had a fucking Star Wars nerddom fucking friends. And, like, dude, they exposed me to some Jedi fucking the Force lore. And I was like, whoa, who is that fucking guy? That is cool. You know? So when Starkiller, the character, was born in the video games, which was canon old school before before George Lucas sold the shit, that was going to be the continuation of the franchise, and it got all scrubbed. That was a bad motherfucker. Okay, that guy was born of the light, introduced to the dark, mastered the dark, and then goes back to the light. That was a bad motherfucker. But there are other guys, but anyway, I'm getting too fucking Star Wars nerd on that. Sorry. There are many other people who did that. So going into The Force Awakens, I was like, hey man, these are the characters my dad introduced me to, you know, and I showed my nephew this stuff. And this was the first time I take my niece. And I'm like, oh, they're going to love this. You know, this is Star Wars. This is the biggest fucking shit. The whole world is on fucking fire because Star Wars is back. So I go with my nephews, I go with mom and dad, I go with my niece. We're all as a family going to see this movie. And it's like, it's different. It's weird. Hey, there's Han Solo, man. Yeah, fucking Han Solo reminds me of my dad. You know, that was Harrison Ford. That was that bond between me and my dad and my nephew. My nieces are like, hey, this guy's kind of cool. and Kylo fucking Ren kills this motherfucker. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude? I swear to God. I looked at my dad. He had fucking tears. I look at my nephew. He's looking at me like, what? He sees me. I got tears. I look at my nieces. They don't understand what the fuck just happened. They're like, he killed his father? I'm like, oh, yeah. Fuck.
It's actually funny because, like, I've made it a tradition to go with my mom. Mm-hmm. So for episodes 7 and 8, I went with my mom. And literally the second the intro screen comes on, you know, the da-da-da-da, like, I start bawling my eyes out, like, immediately. It's like, what the fuck is wrong with me? Like, why am I crying right now?
I think it's because of our nerdiness. Like, there's something we invest into certain things. And sadly, losing Han Solo and, like, everything they did in number 7, which I get it. It was setting the pace for new things. Number 8, I know what happens. I haven't seen the glorious scene with Kylo and Rey, the fight scene. I still haven't watched it. But, like, everything from Snoke's death to Luke and his Force fucking ghost shit, Leia and her Superman shit. It's like,
dude, yeah, what the fuck is that?
I'm like, you know, Carrie Fisher died. Why the fuck did you guys do this?
She's in episode 9, CGI, and so is Palpatine.
No, yeah. Yeah. Well, the guy who plays Palpatine is still alive.
Yeah, he's coming back, though. Palpatine, the character's coming back.
Well, here's the thing. There's a lot of rumors behind it because Hayden Christensen has been for the movie, and I believe it's going to be Palpatine. See, Palpatine had the ability to kind of transfer his essence into another body. And there was a lot of rumor that Snoke was Palpatine, you know, mm-hmm. or Sidious. But obviously that's not the case because we learned that, was it Plagueis? Everyone thought Snoke might have been Plagueis. I was really hoping that was the case. And then there's like, oh, you want to know who Snoke is? He's dead. Fuck you. It's like, really, guys? Really?
Jar Jar Binks, like, dude. That's who it is.
Fucking Jar Jar.
Jar Jar Binks, he was supposed to be a Sith Lord.
Dude, I can see it now. Fucking Kylo Ren. He's like Jar Jar Snoke. He's going to be like, Misa, know everything. Misa, know what you're doing. Misa didn't see that coming.
Jar Jar Binks was supposed to be a Sith Lord. He was actually supposed to be the main villain in the first 3.
Do you know that would have been amazing if they actually did?
Because if you look at it, if you watch the theories, yeah, he was set up for it, and then I don't know if I think George Lucas was just like, nah, fuck it.
Yeah, but I thought it was that would have been fucking sweet. But then it's like, where's he at now? Like, you know, because you can't kill off that kind of way. But I mean, I'm sorry, but episode 3 was definitely, and that's when Annie goes dark side. Fucking murders all those children, fucking fights, like, the memes. You underestimate my power. Oh, shit. But, yeah, man, so episode 8, dude, I've tried repeatedly. I put it back on my Netflix watch list, and I start playing it, and it's like, if there wasn't so many small amateur filmmaker mistakes that, like, it's like nobody in editing solved it. Why didn't it's like the end of 7 finishes with Rey and Luke on the island as she hands him the fucking lightsaber. The start of this movie, all right, everybody, I'm gonna have to treat everyone to the sound of my dog being kicked out of the room. He's being back. My boy, come on, go on, do not open this door again. God, I hate doing that, but damn. But the movie doesn't start off with that. I forgot how it starts, but you've got a good, I guess, like 10, 15 minutes of some other aspect of story. And then, oh yeah, that's right. The whole, like, the enemies are coming, leave the base, all that shit. And then it cuts to that. I'm like, why wouldn't you just open with that shit right there? I mean, you ended with it in the other film instead of dragging me through 20 minutes of shit that I don't, like, oh, wait, I actually had to read that to know what just happened? What the fuck? Which, of course, you know, Star Wars fan, you better be reading that fucking...
Yeah.
Read it. It's slow enough. Hey, it helped me with my reading abilities. But from my understanding is, I think that's like the Lost City or the City of Crystal, something. It's where the Jedi's, all the Force users go.
Right.
And that's why Anakin, Palpatine are kind of being moved in the right direction. Now, I understand that they're trying, because they brought Lando back. And it's like, he's the last living fucking original cast member that you guys didn't kill off or literally actually died. So it's like,
who is human, at least.
Yeah. Yeah, because Wookiee, you know, the fucking Wookiee you can rotate, which, I don't know. I know the whole Finn and Rose thing was kind of bullshit. In my opinion, if they want to be woke, they would have gone for the more interracial relationship between and Rey. You know, because I actually loved the way they kind of fed off each other. But
I don't think they should have done that at all, because I feel like that's so cliche and drawn out. It's like, okay, all right, yeah, like, we get it.
Well, it's like, yeah, it's typical boy meets girl. This thing. But in the same essence, we've always had it. I mean, Anakin and Padme, the love triangle between Luke, Leia, and Han. And then eventually it's like, oh, wait, you can't kiss your brother.
Yeah.
Han and Leia. Careful now, Ben Kenobi. You were almost born with a third eye. Yeah, he does some fucking retarded force power.
Oh, man. I got to get out of here.
Dude, I forget. It's fucking late as shit for you. So, all right. First things first, we are going to conclude this. So I have to prompt our buddy Craig here. Fucking emojis everywhere again. Shit. C-R-A-I-G, because I'm illiterate and don't know how to spell.
Dude, my ex-girlfriend got engaged. What the fuck?
Oh, fuck.
What the fuck?
Stay away from the alcohol.
No. My ex-girlfriend got engaged. What just happened? They've been dating since...
You just entered the fucking Twilight Zone.
Wait, when did we break up? We broke up in... Oh, God. Broke up in November of 2000.
Wait, let's end the podcast real quick.
Okay.
So, anyway, finally got to do this. Finally got this shit running. I'm going to have to figure out how to format it and put it online soon. This is episode 9. And again, if you like what you hear, there's a GoFundMe account attached to the description of the page. If not, you can find it at That Escalated Quickly under GoFundMe. And it's a picture of a spinal cord. It says not so good. Yeah, that's the right one. If you have any questions, comments, concerns for me or Lasky under any topic here, if you spoil your fucking Endgame movie, hunt you down and end you. Or I'll just, you know, launch the USS Brownfish on you. I don't know.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we started the podcast talking about euphemisms for shit. Taking shit. Gotta love it.
Yeah.
I'll figure out how to fucking tag this up. But anyway, yeah, and that email is mez.gimpchimp@gmail.com. So hopefully you enjoyed this. This doesn't have a timer, so I don't even know how long this is. This is going to be fucking crazy because I'm sure it's long. And hopefully the lag wasn't too bad. So anyway, love, peace, and chicken grease. Y'all enjoy the show. Peace.